KK, you are the savior. We yelling black and gold of the Super Bowl. Black and gold of the Super Bowl. Black and gold of the Super Bowl. We yelling who that, who that, who that, who that, who that said they gon' be them same. We yelling who that, who that, who that, who that, who that said they gon' be them same. Welcome back, sports fans, for another edition of Dez and BA Sports Talk on Dumpster Juice Radio. Wild Card Weekend is in the books, BA. Great Wild Card Weekend. Great. Good games, minus the Seattle Eagles game, unless you're a fan of one of those teams. But, man, I'm talking about two overtime games. Can't ask for a better wild card weekend. Yeah. Start the playoffs off for the teams that are in the playoffs. I know your team's not in there, so you probably weren't too enthusiastic about it. But, man, what's your biggest takeaway from the entire wild card weekend? Biggest takeaway? Brady going down.
Carson Wentz got hurt.
That's your biggest takeaway?
Yeah.
So what do you think about that play? Was it a dirty play by Clowney?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You always lean that way, man. You always think the player, you always side with man, the lead.
He was sparing him.
You don't think that's just
that good man 6'6", and went straight nosedive trying to hit him.
But he was standing up, and he's just an untamed bull. He's just a wrecking ball.
No matter what he is, you can't hit the quarterback like that.
And this is what I don't like about those rules. Exactly what I don't like about them. The rules should be even across the board. They protect the quarterback. They do
but
this
they
stuff.
Not. They supposed to be. They should. It's two different things.
But they're not.
But they're not.
You so, I bet Clowney hadn't done anything.
Headhunting. He was headhunting.
He ain't show. He didn't do nothing to show me in his career that he's a dirty player.
Yeah, that was a dirty play. He ain't say he was a dirty player.
The hit.
That was a dirty play.
But even with that, so I saw the way he went down with his shoulder, with his head and all that stuff and whatnot. But he's going to just try to annihilate the quarterback. He know he can catch him because he's so fast. And he's just loose right there, wide open. He's tasting blood. He's smelling it. And when Carson Wentz dove forward instead of sliding, instead of giving himself up, this dude just wanted to pop him. But he went forward, and he just basically adjusted his body the same exact way. There's no way he's running from behind him to decide I'm going to spear him in the head with my helmet. Think about that.
He seen the opportunity, he went for it.
Come on, man.
He went.
Not a dirty play.
Dirty play.
Probably get fined by the league.
Because no, that was a dirty play. I ain't saying he was a dirty play. But that's
that particular play?
More than one play.
Because the way he hit him?
Yeah, it was a dirty play.
I don't call it a dirty play. I think it was a football play. I think it was unfortunate the way the contact was made, but I don't think it was a dirty play. I definitely don't think he was headhunting him from behind him. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it do make sense. That's a quarterback.
Makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Quarterback can't outrun him.
Okay.
Well, why he can't be headhunting him from behind?
He's trying to pop him? Yeah, no doubt about it. That's his job. That's what he's getting paid to do, pop people.
Yeah, he was trying to headhunt him from behind.
Transition from that. So you don't like that call. What about the no call in the dome?
Yeah, man, that ain't nothing.
It's football, right?
It's football.
Now, see the difference? See how you just changed tones just that quick.
That's the truth. That man.
You changed? Yeah.
No, you can look on every pass play and find pass interference.
And you can look on every pass blocking and find holding.
Right. So, what's the argument? Ain't no argument.
The Saints fans want that call because they feel like.
Saints fans lost and they need to just suck it up.
Sit down. Because you've had a team that was allegedly, by all accounts, Super Bowl ready for the last 3 years. And you always losing a game on one call? One call don't make you lose the game, B.A.
Yeah, it do. If it happened at the end, to win.
But you're in that position because why?
What you mean? You're in that position.
Why were they in a position to lose a game?
That
to a subpar team.
Nah, why that team got to be subpar?
Well,
they're not a subpar team.
Did you not think that
Saints ain't had no first round bye?
Did you think that the Saints were not going to win against the Vikings? Any chance?
Well,
no, you didn't.
But me thinking them they going to win don't mean that the team is subpar.
Okay, let's not say subpar. The Saints were the superior team if you just want to look at which team is greater than the other. Saints were the greater team, right?
No.
So why you pick them?
I pick them because I thought they were going to win.
Oh, but in the back of your head, it was a possibility that they were going to
lose like
the
they did.
The only thing made the Saints better than them was home field advantage.
And they choked on that.
So, I mean, they Saints are not a way better team than everybody else.
All right, man. So
that home field advantage is why I was with them this series.
So before we, I mean, since we already started talking about that game, we'll stay right there where the Saints game is at. But that was a, we're going to go back to Saturday's games. And my biggest takeaway from the entire weekend was Derrick Henry going on the road, going to Foxborough, and just ramming it down the throats of that number one defense.
Man.
Just ramming it down the throats of that number one defense. Tom Brady's era likely coming to an end, making a shakeup in New England. That's just nobody expected it.
No, no, yeah. Everybody expected that. Everybody expected, I expected y'all to go there and be. Man, the Patriots been stinking for about 6 weeks now.
So why you didn't pick the Patriots?
Because.
Why you pick the Titans?
Because I didn't care. I didn't care about the pick.
Oh, okay.
But we all knew that the Patriots was a shell of themselves.
Okay.
Well, and that's all it was. They was not a good team.
They
had played a good game in 2 months.
And I'll be the first one to say, we got lucky. Nobody got lucky?
Luck or what? You win, you win.
You win, you win. It don't matter. No such thing as an ugly win.
Yeah.
Reason I say lucky is because we didn't play our best game. We played like crap, and Derrick Henry saved us. He honestly did.
Man, I don't want to hear all that.
The defense bowled up.
I don't want to hear all that logo and stuff. I don't want to hear all that about we didn't play our good best game. We still won. No, you won. That's it. Playoff game, you win. It don't matter how pretty or how ugly is, you won the game. Be happy about winning the game. Now go on, get knocked out by these Ravens this week coming up.
Listen, we're gonna upset the world. We gonna be
gone, get knocked out. Now the Ravens are gonna lose, but y'all ain't gonna be the one beating.
With all confidence, we're gonna beat the Ravens. With all confidence.
How y'all gonna beat them?
We're going to stuff what they do best, the run. We're going to stop.
Y'all can't stop Lamar Jackson.
We ain't got to. We're going to stop. We're going to stop anybody that's toting that rock. Anybody. Lamar, Mark Ingram, whoever toast that rock, going to get a helmet, going to get a right L in their mouth.
We're going to see.
But hey, we're going to do it. You can't run on us, man. You cannot.
Okay. Well, I hope y'all win now.
You can't run on us, man.
I hope y'all knock them Ravens.
We got to get the Ravens because we get the Ravens knocked off. We're going to the Super Bowl, man. I know this sounds crazy. And yes, I'm a fan. This is coming from a fan perspective. But listen, you can't run the ball on us. And the Ravens have to run the ball to succeed. You can't run the ball on us.
That's what they do best.
You can't run the ball on us, man.
That's what the Ravens do best.
You're not going to just gash us, and then throw a 10-yard touchdown. No, it ain't going to happen, man. Okay. You're going to have to earn it, boss.
I wants to see it now.
You're going to earn it. And then Lamar, you got to put that ball in the air. Kevin Byard, one of the best safeties out there, one of the best ball hawks it is in the league.
Wait, Lamar. I want
to
see.
We're going to do it, man. But to the first game, man, Houston came out so flat. And, you know, Deshaun takes over in the second half. We watched that game together, me and you. Josh Allen, you're up 16-0 on the road. How does McDermott allow him to lose that game?
Man, listen, it's four quarters to a football game.
Two halves to a game.
You can't play one good half and think you're going to win.
But you got to bow up, don't you? You got a 16-point lead.
Yeah, but you can't play and sit
on that. In the playoffs.
But you can't play and sit on that lead.
You got to stay aggressive.
You got to stay aggressive.
And knock them on out.
Yeah.
And they did not do it.
But they ain't. Man, the Buffalo Bills.
They choked.
They ain't ready to beat nobody yet.
They choked,
man. They did good getting up.
They choked. All right, and I thought they won that game. Buffalo would be a formidable foe this week. Like, I really did because their defense didn't hold up like I thought it would hold up. And Deshaun took over the game. Mm-hmm. They made everything about J.J. Watt. You know, I'm not going to give him all the credit for that. I think that was a big shock for them to go in there. One, Houston had such a bad first half, and then two, Buffalo just melted down. And Josh Allen was seeing ghosts in the second half.
Yeah.
You remember the run he had in fourth quarter with like 1 minute, 2 minutes left or whatnot, and he tried to pitch the ball without even looking?
Yeah.
What was he thinking?
I have no idea.
The interception. Y'all running the ball good. Why did he throw the ball, just throw it up? We thought he was throwing it away, remember?
Yeah.
He just threw a pick. What? I mean, what? He lost it then and there.
Yeah, it was like a daring head. Like
he, I mean, I hate to put it on the young fella like that, but he lost that game. He choked.
It was like a daring headlights.
It just, the spotlight was too big for him, stage was too big?
Yeah, yeah, stage fright.
But my thing is right there is, the coach, why you didn't settle him down? Why you didn't? He just kept running him out there doing the same thing. Like, he just trusted him to do what he's been doing. And
they want him to be a running back and not a quarterback.
I listened to Tony Gonzalez today, and he was saying, man, he said, no, it wasn't Tony Gonzalez. It was Phil Sims. He said, you know, I played one Super Bowl, did everything I did. He said, but listen, there's nothing like, he said, regular season game. He said, I've never been nervous for it. Don't get no butterflies. He said, but that just feeling, he said, the pressure of the playoffs, he said, it's a whole different animal, man. He said, when you step on that field,
everybody ain't made for
it. Whole different animal. Kirk Cousins, after the Saints game, said, I played at, he's played against the 12th man in Seattle 3 or 4 times. He said, I played the Saints before. He said, but never in the playoffs. He said, that's the loudest crowd I've ever been in. He said, I've been to NASCAR races. I've been to all kind of concerts. He said, I've never witnessed nothing like I witnessed in the Dome yesterday. Crazy, man. Crazy. So, yeah, Buffalo, where they go from here? You know, that's a pretty good team they got there, right? Young roster.
Decent team.
Pretty good team. So do you say, do you wait for the quarterback to take another step, or?
Yeah. If they take another step, I can see them as a serious contender.
Serious contender.
Because the Patriots are on their way down, so.
Yeah. Unless they just pull something off.
Well, Brady, they might keep Brady. But
yeah, and I think that could happen, you know. I think they could.
Yeah, but they ain't got no weapons in.
None.
They ain't got the. Edelman only going to get worse from here.
Edelman, you got to have somebody else. You got to replace Gronk, finally. You never did that. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see how that goes, man. The Titans, Patriots. Derrick Henry was just Derrick Henry. Just Patriots had no answer for him. Couldn't do nothing for him.
I don't see too many teams got an answer for him.
And the Titans to be able to block up the Patriots the way they did, that impressed me, man.
Hey, none of that impressed me. Patriots been stinking the last month.
They have
feasted. The Dolphins beat them in a game where it meant everything. And they couldn't even beat the Dolphins.
For 10 plus, 20. I can't say 20 because Jets had a little moment in there. 10 plus years, the Patriots have feasted on the weakest division in sports. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, I know.
And usually what happens is the Patriots are fresh in the playoffs because they've been beaten up on chunks. And then they go out.
The less scars you got, the better the battle will be.
That's it, man.
The easier the battle will be.
And that's what they've been doing. And this year, they still feasted on that weak division. That's why they had all the wins, 12 wins, 12-4. But age caught up with them. Not having Gronk caught up with them. Everything caught up with them.
Well, that could be true.
Father Time caught up with them. That's it. Who was Tom Brady throwing the ball to?
Harry.
This a new player.
Edelman.
Harry had more catches than he had in that game than he had his whole career.
Yeah, Edelman. Yeah, Edelman, that's old. It's old, man.
The shake route and the crossing route?
Yeah.
Nah.
Zigzag.
We got linebackers that can run. It's hard to do that.
Yeah.
Hard. The Saints found it out the hard way, too.
I don't see. I don't know, man. That's going to be a good game between y'all and them Titans, though.
Us and the Ravens? Nah, it's supposed to be a blowout. Vegas says it's a 9-point game, and it's going to be a blowout. Ravens are going to smash us. Don't give us no credit. We're going to get blowed out. We're just happy to be there. We're just happy to be there for the show. We're going to get blasted, just like the Patriots are going to blast. Everybody going to blast the Titans. Everybody.
Nah. It's a lot of people had y'all winning that game.
And you know the first thing the Saints fans say when I get on them about losing this game at home, a home playoff game, with a Super Bowl team they thought they had, which they did. A home game you lose, you're one opportunity at home because you're going to the road the next two. Mm-hmm. You're one opportunity at home, you lose that game to Kirk Cousins, who's never won a big game. That's embarrassing.
Nah, not really. Kirk Cousins do for a win. He do for a win, though.
But check this out.
They got outplayed, man.
All the way around.
Yeah.
Period.
They got
our players. And I'm going to go a step
further. Drew Brees got our quarterback.
I'm going to go a step further and say, if it wasn't for Taysom Hill, you get ran out the building.
Yeah, because
he did everything. He kept him in the game.
He the one kept Breeze rhythm off.
He kept him in the game.
Because that's what they were coming in. They get positive yard. Breeze won in the game. And then when he come in.
Mess it up.
Yeah, he ain't really had that rhythm.
So, just to play devil's advocate, man. If Teddy Two Gloves plays that game.
They probably win.
That's what I said, man. And that's no knock on Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a Hall of Fame quarterback. He just didn't have it yesterday. You saw it from the get-go. Mm-hmm. You saw it from the get-go. How's that 2,000 catch receiver, Michael Thomas, that runs no routes? How do you do?
Yeah, he was doing his little dink and dunk.
He caught 7 balls for 70 yards. He caught one big 29, 30-yard completion. Other than that,
he wasn't even in the game.
You got linebackers like Kendrick's them that can run. Kendrick's out. His brother's out. See, yeah. Kendrick's them that can run. You got the other guy. I can't think of his name right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. But you got linebackers that can play underneath.
Yeah.
They can drop in that zone.
Anthony Barr.
They can do that. You can't run them little routes that he runs. You can't. Well, he can run them. But Drew Brees has to be able to throw that ball over those linebackers or in between them. And then you look at Drew Brees being 5'11", 6 foot tall. He can't throw the ball over him. So Michael Thomas, you ineffective. Mm-hmm. Run me a route. We've been saying that, ain't we? You got to run a route. And people love Michael Thomas. And don't get me wrong, he's good at what he does. Best in the game. If there was not a Lamar Jackson in the league right now, he'd probably be the MVP. All the numbers he put up. Mm-hmm. He put some big time numbers up. I give that man his respect. But the routes that he runs in the playoffs, that ain't going to beat nobody, B.A.
Oh, yes, go down the field, back shoulder.
Couldn't even run those. Couldn't run those. You know.
The Vikings was getting after the quarterback.
Yes, sir. Couldn't block him up.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They was getting after the quarterback.
Couldn't block him up. And Drew Brees throws the ball quicker than anybody else in the league, and they still couldn't block him up. If you can't do that, you can't win.
Yeah.
Period. 4-man front, getting at the quarterback, getting hands on him every time you drop back. No blitz. And then when they blitzed, it was like a free fall, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a jailbreak.
The blitz were wide open. It was like I was waiting on Breeze to get hurt.
Jailbreak.
Taysom Hill, man, like what do you do with this guy going forward, man?
He's a restricted free agent. They keep him?
You got to.
Matter of fact, all the quarterbacks are free agents, I think.
But you can't have him as your every down quarterback, I don't think. Nah. Man, he is a Swiss Army knife, man.
Yeah.
That boy tough. You can't bring him down. Even when you think you got him tackled, he breaks another tackle, goes. He got speeds of 4.3 40. Plays on special teams. He blocks punts.
Yeah.
That boy a bad boy, man.
He's a super monster.
He's a bad boy. I'm just trying to figure out, what do you do? You got to retain him. But when you retain him and give him this money, how do you get the most value out of it? Do you put him in a position or keep doing what you've been doing with him?
Same thing.
That's what I like. Like we said about Kamara. Kamara needs Mark Ingram to be able to, or he needs Murray to step up so he can do what Sean Payton did with him the last 2 years, just be a satellite, operate space, get in the slot, swing at the backfield. But you try to make him a primary back. Saints, you lost this game. Alvin Kamara got 7 carries yesterday.
But that's what it is.
You want to throw everything. You want to Drew Brees.
Kamara is not an every down back. And I don't know why folks think he is.
Why did they make the move, man?
He more like a third down back.
That's his style, man. Yeah. But now he can play on first and second if you have him in space, in the slot. Mm-hmm. But you can't have him 7 yards deep behind the quarterback. Right. That's not his cup of tea. Now, he plays hard. He's a good player. But that's just not him. Just not him. As good as Darren Sproles always was, ain't no team jumped out and said, we're going to sign you to be our primary back.
Yeah, he'll never be that.
And he did what he did for how long? 10, 15 years?
Yeah, about 15 years.
Was he a monster on third down?
Oh, yeah.
When he came in the game, did you not have to, you had the game plan for him? You had to worry about it?
You definitely got a game plan.
You got the game. You got to say, man, he in the game. We can't get a screen. We can't do this. We can't let him swing out. Because if he get that ball in his hand, he's dangerous. Mm-hmm. And that kid from Buffalo is just like Darren Sproles. But that dude's playing on first, second, third down. What's the kid's name? Buffalo, running back.
Singletary.
That dude tough, man.
Yeah, he tough.
God, that dude is tough, man. Don't sleep on that dude, man. That dude is tough.
Nails.
That dude is a monster. Do not sleep on him. He's a monster. The Kirk Cousins beat the Saints yesterday in overtime. Made a throw. Best throw of his career. Ooh. Kirk Cousins. To set him up on two.
Well, I think this. This is what I think about Kirk Cousins. I think if Kirk Cousins goes and wins the Super Bowl, it's still going to be people that don't believe in Kirk Cousins.
Why?
Because it's Kirk Cousins. It's because of how he manipulated the franchise tag, made all that money, that folks still don't never think he worth the money that he made. And that's what it all boiled down to.
Not saying he
got franchised twice, was happy with it.
Not saying he didn't jump out there and really go earn this. You're saying that the stigma is on him, so nobody can see past it. And no matter what he does, it's going to be, oh, that's Kirk Cousins. People not going. People going to doubt him. People going
to
hate him.
They're going to doubt him. Even if they was to win the Super Bowl this year, they would still say that, I think.
You think?
That's what I think.
That might be true, though, man. That honestly might be true.
Because he held out. He got every dollar out of the Redskins that he could get.
Yeah, squeeze.
He moved on and punished the Vikings in the process.
$130, $140 million play in 3 years, pretty much.
Like, everybody giving Jimmy Garoppolo the benefit of the doubt. Why? He come from New England.
New England, yeah.
So, he don't have that stigma around him. Is he good enough to win?
Oh, it'll come. Give him time.
Yeah.
It'll be there. Kirk Cousins like, hey, what you doing for me now? What you doing for me now? Show me now. And yesterday, he made a play.
Because he ain't got nothing to fall back on. He got the money already.
Yeah. It's already done.
And then, when you bet on yourself, they saying this right here. Okay. You putting up the numbers. But the numbers ain't what win the game. You got to take a few risks. And he checks down, throws the ball away too much. You remember the receivers was arguing over there in the first part of the year?
They were arguing during the game.
But they were arguing the first part of the year because of that.
Yep.
He don't take no chances. He don't.
Too safe.
Yeah, he too safe.
Yeah. Conservative.
Conservative.
Game manager type.
Because when he get ready to get that paycheck at the end of the year, he want his numbers to look good.
Yeah. Because he can negotiate with those numbers.
He can negotiate with the numbers. He only had 6 interceptions all year.
That's right. I didn't think about it that way. He thinking about the business aspect of it.
And that's what it is to him.
And when he was in Washington, it was, we're behind. We're down 28.
We ain't winning no Super Bowl.
I can just chunk. So now I'm really thinking about the numbers again. I just want to chunk and get chunk yardage, and touchdowns.
And throw less picks as possible.
That's it.
And a lot of his throws be 2-yard passes from the two. Just that type of stuff.
He never had to win a game.
Yeah.
Like, now he's expected to win a game.
Because of the money.
$84 million.
And he got 2 franchise tags the year before.
That's 45, 48. That's almost $50 million.
That's about 30 a year.
Yeah.
For a quarterback, ain't it? Somewhere in there. So that's $60 million plus $84 million that's guaranteed. Yeah. That's all guaranteed money. So guess what? They're going to put that pressure on him.
You got to win me something. He bought some time yesterday, though.
Oh, nah, he good.
But he can bounce. You know, Kirk Cousins, honestly,
he can go out this week and he done did his job.
Yeah.
He beat the Saints at home.
But I'm going to tell you, man, honestly, now thinking about it and looking at that game, way Dalvin Cook looked fresh to me, Minnesota could
go to the championship.
They can go to the championship.
And possibly go to Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
Because they ain't winning the Super Bowl.
They could go.
Because Kirk Cousins is very, listen, very efficient.
Jimmy G has never played a playoff game.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
The 49ers are not good at home.
The 49ers need to be scared to death of that man.
Of Jimmy G?
No.
Of Kirk Cousins?
Yes, sir.
They better be.
I'm telling you. Listen, man. I like their chances. Remember, like, a few years back, they went up there and beat the 49ers. I don't know if you remember that in the playoffs.
Yeah, that wasn't Kirk Cousins. That was
No, but I'm just saying the Vikings.
Yeah, that was your boy. Oh. I'm thinking about the 3 years ago they beat the Saints. No, that was
No, it was a few. It was some years back.
It was back. Yeah.
Remember, it was like a controversial call in that game.
Uh huh. I gotta go back and watch that.
Yeah, but they won. The Vikings ended up winning when they weren't even expected to win.
Right.
And then you gotta look at it from this point.
That was Kaepernick years, wasn't it?
It's probably so.
Yeah. And Kaepernick almost won it at the end, running the ball, yeah.
But you gotta look at it from this point. It's like, we don't beat the Saints at home.
We kill Nat with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Whatever you throw at us, we can accomplish.
Yeah, they don't feel like...
Because there's nothing tougher.
They don't feel like that task is too tough.
There's nothing tougher than what they already did.
Yeah. That's your confidence up now.
And Dalvin Cook looked good to me, man.
Yeah, he got that burst.
Oh, that dude.
But he been sitting out like last couple weeks trying to get healthy for the playoffs.
He looked good to me, man.
So that paid off.
He looked good to me, man. I'm talking about he looked good to me. He looked good to me. Against that potent Saints defense.
The Saints, man. You know, they feast or famine.
Golly.
They either real good or real bad.
But I will say this. Kirk Cousins could go flop. He just don't know with it. If he does it again, man, it's just... Yeah. This team could do it. The Vikings really could, man. I ain't counting them out.
They good enough.
I'm giving them an opportunity.
And Green Bay is a shaky team, too.
Listen, Seattle... I think it's going to go beat Green Bay.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers will be trying to. You know the Aaron Rodgers that we don't like.
I just think they're going to go beat Green Bay.
He's a bad man, though.
I ain't going to say it. Kenyon Farrell, Denise Evans, Chris Hartfield, y'all Packer fans. I ain't going to say it. I'm going to let B.A. say it. I'm going to say that I know for a fact Seattle is a very physical football team. And they're going to Lambeau to play a team that is what B.A. describes as...
Well, they're a finesse team, but but Seattle ain't all physical, though.
They're more physical than Green Bay.
Yeah, but that ain't saying much. They don't got no running backs. And Marshawn Lynch are only going to be effective on a 2-3 yard run.
Yeah, he's a Buick.
Yeah.
He'll put it in the garage for you. Now, he'll get it in there. But that third, that second and... That second and 11 when you need to pick up 8 to make it third and short.
Yeah, I don't see him.
Man, he ain't doing that.
I don't see him doing too much.
He used to be able to do it. He can't do it right now. But Russell Wilson, man, let's skip to him, man. That Carson Wentz going out, that hurt the Eagles. Really didn't, you know, nobody expected the Eagles to win this game. But Carson
Wentz going out. Without Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but Carson Wentz going out really said, oh, you're not going to win it. And then it still was a sloppy game. And McNown played, he played pretty good.
He's a good quarterback.
He played pretty good to be someone just was coaching high school football that jumped out the sideline and come play.
He was on which show come on ESPN in the morning?
Good morning.
No, ESPN.
No, ESPN. I can't think of it, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But that he was on that show.
Yeah.
They got him off the couch.
So just snatch him off the couch and make him do that. He did a pretty good job. But he did what I hate to see, and me and you just talked about this recently. I hate to see this on fourth down. You cannot take the sack. They were on like the 14-yard line on 4th and 7.
Yeah.
He got sacked.
Yeah, you got to throw it up.
An interception is okay. Mm-hmm. Just try to make sure they don't pick six it, but
yeah, you do.
I'd rather them pick it off than you just turn it over on downs. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a chance, right? And if there's nobody open, throw it up high, make it a jump ball. You know? He took a sack and never got a chance to get back down there. Hurt my soul to see that, man. Hurt my soul to see that. So moving forward, man, just Deshaun Watson, I can't overlook that too. He had a great performance, man.
Second half.
Put that team on his back in the second half. He's a special player, man.
Special
player.
Even that one play where the dude dropped the pass, remember?
Yeah. When he made the scramble, he broke loose, he made a scramble, zigzag, then pretty much could have ran and picked it up, but saw the dude open, wide open.
And he
threw it to him, dude.
Held his hand up.
Dude was asking for the ball and dropped it.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Stop it,
man. Deshaun's, man, we saw that at Clemson, though, man. That dude is special, man. He is a special player. I'm talking about a special player. Special, special player. Anything going to surprise you about the divisional round this weekend?
No, not really nothing.
Huh?
That's going to surprise me?
Yeah, anything you worried about? Anything that...
No, I ain't worried about that.
Slide under the radar.
You know I picked the Chiefs to come out.
Yeah. And you said Chiefs
I'm
and Saints.
I'm kind of scared of them.
You said Chiefs and Saints, and I said...
I'm kind of scared of them.
I said Baltimore Niners.
So, Something got to give.
Something's got to give. So, on Saturday, we got the hapless, sorry, you know, run-of-the-mill Tennessee Titans playing the almighty Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. Baltimore
Monday. What time?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Prime time. That's how we like it.
Yeah, yeah.
We like it in prime time.
I got you.
We want the world to see.
All on prime time.
We want the world to see.
Not all on prime time.
Right now, at this point.
Yeah, the playoffs is prime time.
We like that late game, though. We want you full. We want your grill cut off. We want your meat done. We want you to be in the house watching every play. That's what we like. Mm-hmm. Tennessee at Baltimore Ravens. Ravens -9.5.
-9.5.
I know you're taking the Ravens. What's your score?
Man, forget them Ravens.
Don't do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Forget them
don't,
Ravens.
Don't do it. Don't you do it,
Tennessee
B.A.
Tennessee gonna pop a duck.
Don't do it, B.A.
Tennessee popping them.
Don't, you just said a while ago, in the same podcast, we gonna get knocked off. So stick with that, man.
Nah.
We don't need your help.
No.
We don't need your help, man. No.
You got one job to do this weekend, and that's knock them Ravens off. One job.
Man, don't, no, B.A., just pick the way you know. Just say it. Come on, man, don't try
one
to
my job,
team, man.
One job to do this weekend and handle your business.
We going to pop them Raiders.
Do you do. Do your job.
We going to pop them Raiders, man.
27-17, Baltimore. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say it all in the sex. 27-17, Baltimore. With the cover. God, I mean, snuck 30 in on me, too.
27-17, Baltimore.
Boy, you crazy, man. Oh. I'm going to go 28-27, Tennessee Titans. Moving on. AFC Championship bound. 28-27 Titans. We going to get them, B.A.
Kenny Lee.
Kenny Mack. Me and Kenny Lee ain't even friends. I can't stand Kenny Lee. He an enemy this week.
Yes, sir.
He ain't no brother. He is an enemy this week. Don't call my phone. Don't send me no text. Don't post all the memes on Facebook. Don't send it through Messenger. None of that stuff. We ain't cool this week, Kenny Mack. I'll holler at you on Sunday, though. But
wait
through Saturday,
game.
Yeah, we ain't cool, boss. This is war. We knocking your head off, man. We knocking your head off. George Moe, don't hit me up, man. Don't hit me up. Don't tag me or nothing. None of y'all Ravens fans. It's war this week, man. You're going to be sick. We'll watch the Sunday games together. Because y'all team going to be out. I'm going to be moving on. And we got room on our bandwagon, guys. But I don't want you right now. I'll sign you up for next season. We ain't these Saints fans that want to jump on a team right now. Saints fans are Ravens fans right now. All up. Man, open Facebook, please. Calvin Ramsey. Demetrius Ramsey. The whole Ramsey clan. The Thompsons. They begging to be on the Baltimore Ravens bandwagon. They begging, man.
Oh, we like the Ravens.
Yeah, you bet. They already put it out there, man. They begging.
They done put a hit out on them Titans.
Man, listen, man. They begging.
They done put a hit out on them Titans.
APB on the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, they put a bounty out on them Titans.
They don't care about who win nothing. They just want to shut me up at this point in time. But listen, newsflash, Saints fans, no matter what we do, we didn't accomplish what we set out to do. We did not Brady out the playoffs. You're welcome. We did not Brady. The whole world is thankful of what Tennessee Titans did. We have knocked the Patriots out the playoffs.
Man, y'all ain't did nothing.
Man, we did broke down a dynasty, man. We did knock them
out. You ain't broke. Man, that dynasty was crippled from the start.
Don't matter. We were the team that did it. We did that. So 28-27, Tennessee Titans. Book it. Put your money on Titans. Take them 9.5. Go do it. That's a good bet anyway. Take the 9.5. Minnesota Vikings at the 49ers, -7. I picked the Niners to go to the Super Bowl, so I'm going to pick the Niners to win this game. But I give the Minnesota Vikings definitely a puncher's chance. I'm going to go 34-31, 49ers.
Okay.
I'm going high score. I'm going close. Field goal to end.
21-28, 49ers.
So I don't give the Niners the cover. B.A. gives them the push.
But Vikings tough, man.
Vikings are definitely tough. Houston Texans at the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs minus 9.5.
Chiefs, 35-28. No cover.
35-28 Chiefs?
Dogfight. They going to pull away at the end. Or they going to pull away and then they fight back. It's going to be a good game.
Let me get closer to the mic so y'all can hear me loud and clear.
Uh-oh, you finna go say some irrational stuff right now.
So y'all can hear me loud and clear. 28-24, Deshaun Watson and the Texans gonna pop the Chiefs.
Okay.
Chiefs have not been scoring enough points, I think, lately. Chiefs are definitely very explosive. But I just think that J.J. Watt them are gonna get to Mahomes.
Okay.
I honestly do. Now, the secondary for the Houston Texans.
We don't want
suspect.
But
28-24. Houston is going to beat.
What I don't get right there, like you say they secondary suspect.
Yeah.
Ain't that the wrong team to have your secondary suspect on?
It is.
So how can they possibly win? Though?
Two parts of it. So, but if I can get to the quarterback, he can't get it off.
Man, come on, man.
I'm still taking the Texans to win that game 28-24. AFC South, man. We tough down the AFC South. Mm-hmm. We tough down there, man.
Okay. Gotcha.
28-24.
Okay.
Bottom line.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you. I can't make you pick.
You said, what was your score?
35-28.
No cover. And Seattle Seahawks, the late game on Sunday. Seahawks. Or the Sea Chickens at the Green Bay Packers. Discount double check, minus 4.
Man, I like the Packers. I like them.
What's your score?
31-28
Packers?
Yes, sir.
Ooh, 31-28 Packers. I'm going to go.
No defenses.
I'm going 20. 24-21 Seahawks.
Oh, you like Seahawks, okay.
24-21 Seahawks. Just because I just don't believe in the Packers, man. They're just the weakest 13-win team it is. I just don't believe in them. You got to show me. You got to let me know. Aaron Rodgers get up there and do all these audibles and all this stuff. Third and short, he's going to throw the ball 50 yards down the field. I'm taking Seahawks. Seahawks is not a great team, but I'm taking them to win it because they have the experience. They got Russell back there. You got Marshawn back. You got Wagner. You got guys that are used to winning and doing these, playing these big-time games on prime time. These guys have been there before. So Pete Carroll, one of the best adjusters in the whole game. He like Belichick. He going to make an adjustment.
All right.
He knows how to play you. Whatever you scar him up with, he going to go make the adjustment from quarter to quarter. Pete Carroll's a good coach, man. So 24-21, Sea Chickens. And to you New Orleans Saints fans. You got any parting words to them Saints fans to help their spirit? Yeah.
Be with your shouting.
Be. Hey.
Be with your shouting.
It's all over now. It's all out in the open. It's
everything I know.
It's all out in the open. I know you hurt. I know you upset. But you got a lot to think about. You got a lot to be positive about. Michael Thomas broke records. Drew Brees broke records. Superdome was selling out. They're still serving hand grenades in New Orleans. You still got all that black and gold stuff you went and spent all that money on for the playoffs that you thought you was going to have 3 weeks to celebrate with. Just go ahead and watch these other games and use that same stuff that you was going to celebrate with because you thought you was going to the Super Bowl. You were going to be ready for the Super Bowl party. You done ordered some stuff. You got some stuff airbrushed. You got some stuff personalized. You know how Saints fans do, right? This is what they do, right? Mm-hmm. All that money that you spent. Especially to those that paid $600-$700 sitting in nosebleed seats yesterday when you could have waited 15 minutes before the game kicked off and got them for $40. You idiots, or you good people, take that back. My bad, I didn't mean idiots. You knuckleheads, I'm sorry, I didn't mean knuckleheads either. You dummies, I didn't mean the dummies either. You, oh my gosh, you good people. Just use that experience. Be thankful that Michael Thomas caught 35,000 slants for 15,000 yards this year. Be thankful that Drew Brees threw another 500 touchdowns. Be thankful that you had 13 wins and just say, we just lost our fourth game of the season. That's a good year, right? Mm. Except you thought you were going to the Super Bowl. Black and gold to the Super Bowl is what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen. Be with your shopping. Dumpster Juice Radio. On behalf of me and BA, season ain't over with. The wild card round is gone. Divisional round will be up next. It'll be the only show this week. Appreciate y'all's support.
Give a fist to Drew Brees. Great Megan Payton eating the wall instead of King. Great Williams. I am high ground. He's going touchdown. Push. Flying to the pylon. No going out of bounds. Bella Brucia. Pierre Lucia. Meet your Malieva. Shock and sock it to ya. Marching down.